Bruce Kramer, one of the godfathers of Texas oil and gas law, has identified 7 distinct categories of royalty clauses. For our purposes today, I'm going to focus on 3 types of royalty clauses. A fixed price royalty clause is a royalty clause in which the royalty owner is entitled to a set price per unit of production, like $5 per barrel or 25 cents per ton. An in-kind royalty clause is a royalty clause that gives the royalty owner a share of the production itself, 1/8 of the oil and gas produced and saved from the premises, 25% of the oil and gas production. A monetary royalty clause is a royalty clause that gives the royalty owner a right to a money payment, usually based on the price or value of the production. So 1/8 of the market value of the oil or gas at the wellhead, 25% of the gross proceeds that the producer receives for its oil and gas production at the point of sale. Let's talk first about fixed price royalty clauses. They're extremely rare. They're skittish little creatures, but I've actually seen them in the wild. Where you see a fixed price royalty clause, it's typically in a mineral deed, and they apply generally to products that don't experience significant wide variations in market value. Products like sulfur or salt. And there, the royalty calculation is pretty simple, as long as you know the volume. It's going to be the price per unit, or if your royalty clause specifies that the royalty is 25 cents per ton, and you've got 4 tons of salt production, then you know your royalty is going to be $1. Easy peasy. You don't see fixed price royalty clauses typically on oil and gas production, and that's because oil and gas does experience wide variations in value or price. So a royalty clause that would entitle the royalty owner to receive $5 per barrel might be reasonable when oil prices are at $20 per barrel, might not be so reasonable to the royalty owner when oil prices are up above $100 a barrel. Likewise, if a fixed price royalty clause on oil production were $25 per barrel, that might be reasonable to a producer when oil prices are up above $100 a barrel, but not so reasonable if oil prices are down around $20 per barrel. So in lieu of fixed price royalty clauses, we tend to see other kinds of royalty clauses for oil and gas production. In-kind royalty clauses are slightly more common than fixed price royalty clauses. And with some frequency, you will see in-kind royalty clauses in oil and gas leases where the clause in particular applies to crude oil production. I've criticized in-kind royalty clauses in some of my articles in the past. I think in perhaps an unfortunate turn of phrase, I once characterized in-kind royalty clauses as a vestige of a bygone era. Some of my clients took me to task for that, pointing out that they like the advantages of an in-kind royalty clause and would just as soon have the option of an in-kind royalty clause. The chief advantage of an in-kind royalty clause is that it actually gives the royalty owner an ownership interest in its proportional share of the production. So if you have an in-kind royalty clause that specifies that your royalty owner is entitled to receive 1/8 of the oil produced and saved from the premises, then that means that the royalty owner owns 1/8 of the production. For every 8 barrels of production from the well, the royalty owner literally owns one of those barrels. I've heard producers argue, well, under that kind of clause, we're entitled to take all 8/8 of the production and we'll just account for the royalty owner's share, which is still in the ground. No, no, no. Does not work that way at all. It is 1/8 of the production. So once the oil is extracted from the wellhead, 7/8 may belong to the producer, but 1/8 belongs to the royalty owner. So what do you do with that? As the name implies, an in-kind royalty clause gives the royalty owner the right to take its proportional share of the production in kind. The royalty owner may, at its election, take physical possession of its royalty share of the production under an in-kind royalty clause. As a practical matter, that may be of some value for large institutional royalty owners who have access to trucks and tanks and other means to take physical possession of their share of the royalty oil.